And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 20th of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira and South Utsira. The general synopsis at 1800. New lows expected, Fitzroy 1023 and Shannon 1018 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, good. 40s, northwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and east. Fair, good. Forth, Tyne. Variable, mainly north, 2 to 4. Fair. Good, occasionally poor at first in Tyne. Dogger, north, 3 or 4. Backing northwest, 4 or 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, northwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Fair. Good. German Bight, north, 3 or 4, backing northwest, 4 to 6. Fair. Good. Humber, northeast, 3 or 4, backing northwest, 3 to 5. Fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Thames, Dover, White. Northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 4 or less. Fair. Good. Portland, Plymouth. North or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable, 3 or less. Fair. Good. Biscay, north or northwest, 4 to 6, backing west, 2 to 4 later. Showers. Good. Southeast, Trafalgar. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Fair. Good. Northwest Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 4 or less, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 4 or less. Showers later, perhaps thundery. Good. Occasionally poor later. Irish Sea. Northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, becoming variable, then northwesterly later. Thundery showers. Good. Occasionally poor. Shannon. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers. Good. Occasionally poor. Rockall. Southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 3 or 4. Showers. Good. Mallin, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Fair Isle. Fair, good. And southeast Iceland, variable 4 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. North, northeast 2. 22 miles, 1023, now rising. Stornoway, northeast 5. 7 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by east 4. 22 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. Northeast by east 2, 12 miles, 1026, steady. Aberdeen, north, northwest 2, 13 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lookers, east, northeast 3, 13 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Bulmer, north, northeast 2, 8 miles, 1025, now falling. Bridlington, north by west, 3, 1022, rising slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 5, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 5, 11 miles, 1,019. St Catherine's Point Automatic, Northeast 2, 1,019, rising slowly. Jersey, Northeast 3, mist, 4 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, North by East 3, 5 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, North, Northwest 1, 8 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Northeast by North 3, 14 miles, 1,021, now falling. Aberporth, West by North 2, 12 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valley, North, Northwest 2, 12 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Northeast by East 3, 11 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valentia, Southeast 2, 16 miles, 1,021, now falling. Ronald's Way, North 2, 16 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Malin Head, East 2, 27 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, East by North 4, 19 miles, 1,023, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 19th of May. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure over the British Isles will decline on Wednesday as a shallow low will move across the Celtic Sea and into the Channel, bringing rain or showers for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, mainly northwest, 2 to 4, becoming north later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly northwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North by northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near North Foreland, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northeast 3 or 4 later, fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, northwest 3 or 4, veering north or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
Hello, Russell Kane here. I'm back for another season of character assassinating the nice guy and bigging up the baddies in Evil Genius. Yep, even the biggest legends have their skeletons. So join me and a panel of brilliant comedians to weigh in on whether the biggest players in history are more evil or more genius.
I just think every celebrity, said with respect, Russell, is out of their minds.
Evil Genius with Russell Kane. Listen first on BBC Sounds.
And our Monday night comes to a close here on Radio 4, but we're about to join the World Service, who'll keep you company through the night. Another option, though, is over on Radio 5 Live, where Dotun Adebayo is ready for your calls through the night. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London, from Joanna Keane in the newsroom, and myself. Wherever you are in the world, we wish you a very good evening and have a quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Good to have you with us. Today we're live in China and the United States. On the way, inside the world of advanced microchips at a Varsity facility in Phoenix, Arizona.
This wafer contains about 10 to 14 trillion transistors. If you can shrink and get into this wafer, it will be like streets and skyscrapers.
A new agreement between Britain and the European Union with claims it'll make food cheaper and boost economic growth. But new rows about fishing.
We lost 26% of our mackerel quota in transfer to the UK. Ireland paid the highest price as part of Brexit.
And why Airbnb has been told to pull tens of thousands of properties in Spain. First, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Trump has said Russia and Ukraine will start ceasefire negotiations immediately after he held a two-hour phone call with Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader described the conversation as constructive. Mr. Trump said he thought Mr. Putin had had enough and wanted peace. Here's our North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue.
The two-hour phone call produced plenty of warm words, but little by way of concrete commitments. So no 30-day ceasefire at this stage. No announcement of a meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. No new deadlines. No indication of the promised negotiations being at the highest level. And no indication that Russia is prepared to make any concessions to its long-standing demands. Washington has, for some time now, been more than hinting that its patience is wearing out and that the administration could simply walk away from the situation.
The United Nations humanitarian chief says the first delivery of aid into Gaza for 11 weeks is a drop in the ocean. Tom Fletcher welcomed Israel's decision to ease its blockade of the territory, but said more supplies were urgently needed. He said 9 UN aid trucks had been cleared for entry on Monday. Steve Dorsey from the International Committee of the Red Cross says this is completely inadequate.
At the height of the ceasefire a few months ago, we were getting 600 trucks of humanitarian supplies and aid every day, and that was still insufficient. And we need, beyond just food and basic medical supplies, we also need antibiotics and drugs for anesthesia. At our field hospital alone in Rafah this month, we've performed over 3,200 surgeries. Most of them are from wounds sustained by explosions and gunshots.
The US Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration, for now, to end deportation protections for nearly 350,000 Venezuelan